I need Gavin Newsom fans to come to the front here and tell me what he cooked in that interview with Ben Shapiro. Because I saw clips all day and people saying, Newsom cooked Shapiro. I watched the whole thing because I was unimpressed by the clips and maybe I was missing something. There was no cooking. If this is your definition of cooked, then this is raw. It was not great. And he fumbled again on some of the same answers that Ezra Klein asked him just a couple weeks, a month ago. I mean, look, if you were going to talk to the other side of the aisle because you want to grow a broader coalition, because you want people to view you as something more than just like the governor of some West Coast liberal elite state, whatever, then you're going to have your points. If you want to build common ground, you actually have to have ground to stand on. He doesn't have it. You can't smile and flip your beautiful hair at everybody and convince them that everything's going to be okay. You have to piss people off a little bit. You got to like say some things where you know people are going to disagree and they're going to be upset, but it's okay. All right? It just felt like he didn't want to make anybody upset. And that's just not going to work. What do you actually believe? What do you believe about trans kids in schools? What do you believe about trans kids in sports? What do you believe about the Israel-Gaza issue? Just say it. Everybody else running is going to have to say it eventually too. But let me tell y'all something. That was not a cooking, okay? Yes, he got Ben Shapiro to agree with him on some facts about how good California is. Congratulations, you're the governor. You should be able to market your product. Maybe I'm missing something from the interview, but that's why I'm asking Gavin Newsom fans to let me know, because this was not an improvement from the Ezra Klein one, which I thought was a little bit rocky. Still time, obviously, 2026. Charlie Kirk one wasn't bad. This just felt like a time that he played it incredibly safe. And I don't know, feels like a missed opportunity when you're talking to Ben Shapiro, but who knows?